we're back.
You got to tone that down, Troy. You don't scare somebody coming back in like that.
What? The, we're back.
No, no, no. The music.
Yeah, well, the music's, the music's
coming in hot.
Just, you know.
Yeah, I know. We got to take it easy. We're easing into the fourth segment here, guys.
Absolutely. Right, yeah.
Winding it down.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with none other than DJ Barker.
That's right.
That's right.
And also joined by Jarrett.
That's right. I'm
Jarrett
back.
McKenzie. He's one of those guys. I'm sure he's gonna be a star one day. He'll be the next one named star. You know, it's like Madonna.
I don't think so. I don't have the time, man. These Jarrett. Five kids are taking up all my time. I can't.
Hey, man. Maybe you'll be like super dad.
Fame is not in my
super dad. I mean, you've done it more times than I have already.
Yeah, you peaked definitely.
You got to leave Paulding to become famous, and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, who would want to do that? Let's take a few questions. We've talked about all kind of things today. Let's answer some questions from our listeners. If you want to provide us with your questions, you can contact us 770-429-9166, or you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R. Let's go right to Dominic from Kennesaw. He says, I've been looking for a new long-term position in the technology sector. Who's not? That isn't boring like old IBM. I've been watching First Solar Inc. for a while, and while I've probably missed my chances of buying it at its low, several articles I've read said it's poised to go higher. What do you think of this stock? You know, when I look at this, we just talked about this. You know, it's so easy to buy in the sector that seems to be on fire.
Right.
There's a whole sector up 38% last year. First Solar by itself gained a lot more than that, 155%.
Is that all?
That's all. And in the last 12 months, that's as of, you know, this week, 155.5%, 12-month total return, just really nuts. Year-to-date, it's up 5.6%, right in line with the technology sector. But when I look a little deeper, I'm looking at an estimated PEG, a PEG ratio, which is the forward PE divided by the expected growth rate. That's 5.8. Usually I like to see that down around a 1. This means that First Solar looks really expensive. Yeah, it's expensive. You look at the price-to-earnings ratio at 23.39. It's more or less in line with its peers. But, you know, when you look at all that's going on with the security, it doesn't pay a dividend. The return on assets is relatively low at 4.7 return on earnings.
Negative? I mean, gosh.
I'm telling you, it's you look at all the details. Revenue. Now, revenue like this is not normal within the sector, but over the last 3 years, their systems have fallen 2.29% in revenue. Almost 10% has gone out of the components side of things. Yeah, solar is one of those buzzwords, but it's a buzzword from yesterday, right? 7.4% is what's expected in earnings over the next 3 to 5 years. However, the five-year earnings growth for this company, negative 15.88%. I really think that you could be stepping in front of a slow-moving train if you tried to buy this right now. I would avoid First Solar personally. So there you have it, guys. It's like I say, it's one of those things. You know, we just talked about this. Folks don't want to sell out of the sector that seems hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's one of those securities that's right in the middle of it.
Well, and Dominic, we don't blame you for being attracted to it in hindsight. I mean, anything that's done as well, it is, you know, that, I think that's our instinct, and that's one of the reasons that you hire an advisor, right, is to get rid of that emotional, I guess, intuition that you sort of want to flock to when you see things doing so well, and that's generally not going to be the way to go.
Yeah, this actually is it is a very human concept to look at something, oh, wow, look how well it's done over the last year. Maybe it's time to get in. I don't want to miss any more. Dr. Gene often says, you know, it's gone up like crazy. Let's hurry up and get in before it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a backward concept, but that's exactly what we did as a nation, as an investor group as a whole, back during 99, 2000, when we created for ourselves a tech bubble. Yeah. You know, everybody wanted to get in, and what they want to buy? Well, anything with .com on the back of it, because it was nuts. I remind you, we're not that far off of the more recent bubble, which, you know, a 1,300% gain will get you all excited. Actually, I think it was 1,700 at its peak. Bitcoin, just in 2017, the year-end total, 1,300% gain in Bitcoin alone. Guess what? Since December, I think it's the 18th of 2017, Bitcoin has fallen precipitously, over 60% decline.
Wow.
Ouch.
Makes the volatility in the stock market look not quite so bad.
Right. But I mean,
unless you're investing in that, then you're crying.
Yeah. Here's one of the things that I always like to ask folks, you know, at work, let's say, did you guys drive to work this morning looking through your rearview mirror?
Did not.
Did not. Would you ever?
No. Might glance at it a time or two.
But. Yeah, but it's only to see if somebody's about to run into you, right?
That's right.
It's not to see where you go unless you're in reverse. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to try to go into reverse in your investment. So, look at the fundamentals. Consider what's happening next, not what's already happened. And a price increase is not an indication that it's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
So anyway, that's really my two cents on that one. Guys, we got another one here. DJ, you got that question?
Oh, yes, we do. Arthur from, Hiram.
Yeah, can we just take a moment to congratulate Art on living in the most beautiful county in the state of Georgia? That's well done on purchasing that home, Art.
Yeah, wow. And the fact that Jarrett lives in relative close proximity to you is probably making your property values increase.
You're right.
I would say astronomical. By the end of the day, you're probably going to be a wealthy man.
Fastest growing county in Atlanta.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't realize you included Baldwin County in Atlanta.
Yeah, I thought that was a little outside, but hey.
Well, I
thought it was the fastest growing county in the Birmingham region, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know about the folks over there in Alabama, man. They're a little too country for me.
I'll tell you this. I got a lot of connections over in Birmingham myself, and I love the folks over there. They're hardworking people.
They are.
No doubt.
All right, so let's get to his question. I'm watching the market, and Trump tweeted that our relations with Russia were the worst, and Moscow should get ready for a U.S. missile strike on Syria. The market drops 200. He basically feels that, why should he put his money in the market if Trump is out there tweeting? What are the reaction? What's going to happen if he's tweeting?
Yeah.
Invest?
He's proven he's
moving the market, right?
Exactly. Well, he's very much a market mover, but it's not moving the valuations, though, right?
They're getting a little better. Earnings are doing their part.
Right.
14.5% gain in the fourth quarter. Actually, we'll normalize some markets as long as we had some sideways movement. And I'll be honest with you, I think I said this in 2017. It would be just fine with me if markets move sideways for a little while. Geopolitical turmoil can cause upheaval in the markets. Mm-hmm. I think really as much of what we've been seeing is tariff talk, which seems to be getting pushed further and further away. We have worries when folks are afraid that we're going to go attack Syria and Russia's going to stand up for them. What does this get us in the middle of? It's hard to say. I've read stories where Russia's been successfully scrambling the GPS on a lot of our drones that we were going to use to go over and check out the situation with these areas that have reportedly been bombed with nerve agents. It's really difficult to say exactly what the market looks at, but I will assure you that valuation is very important.
Yeah.
Earnings are very important. Those kind of things are more important to the market than most geopolitical turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the news telling us that Trump was basically too cozy with the Russians to get elected, and now he's acting like he's doesn't want a part of them at all. I don't know. I mean, you kind of get the feeling that that the market doesn't really take its cues from our president every single day.
I mean, look, Art, you try and look past what Trump's tweeting and all the stuff coming out from him and focus on what Troy's saying. Valuation, earnings, The stuff that is important and what is going to be truly meaningful.
Yeah. Check the fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
I say the market's up this week. What do you guys say?
I think it's going to go up.
It's been up so much, it's got to go down, man.
Oh, wow. That's Jerry.
There you go.
It wasn't me. Money Talks, we're out. Take care. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.